Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Department of Education unveils graduation rates for the 2022-23 academic year. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Department of Education announced that high school graduation rates remained relatively consistent with 81.4% in 2022-23, a slight decrease of 0.4% from 2021-22's 81.4%. According to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Education, Wyoming's graduation rates have remained statistically strong, above 80% since 2015-2016. Despite the slight decrease, 284 more students graduated last year than the year prior. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder said, "Not only will we continue to work towards every high school senior graduating, but that when they do, they are fully prepared for the future workforce." Students concentrating in a career and technical education program of study had much higher graduation rates than their peers. CTE remains a top priority in Superintendent Dagenfelder's strategic plan. The rates for Campbell County and the surrounding area include Campbell County School District No. 1, 80.8% graduation rate, Crook County School District No. 1, 89%, Weston County School District 1, 77.4%, and Weston County School District 7, 93.3%. Since the 2009-2010 school year, the Wyoming Department of Education has calculated graduation rates using the federal four-year adjusted cohort methodology established by the U.S. Department of Education, complying with federal law that requires all states to calculate graduation rates the same way. Students are counted in the four-year on-time high school graduation rate if they earn a diploma by September 15th following their cohort's fourth year. 5- and 6-year graduation rates are also calculated and can be viewed in the rest of the graduation rate data on the Wyoming Department of Education's website. Governor Gordon supports Texas's right to secure its border. Governor Gordon has issued a statement in support of border security, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and Texas's constitutional right to defend and protect itself in the face of the crisis at the southern border. Governor Gordon said, "I remain committed to a secure border and to supporting states struggling with the ongoing security crisis along our southern border. That's why Wyoming has offered resources and committed them to this effort, most recently responding to Governor Greg Abbott's Emergency Management Assistance Compact request for law enforcement officers. I recognize the importance of secure borders and the vulnerabilities that a lack of resolve to securing those borders has brought to our country." He continued saying, "Secure borders prevent criminals and deadly drugs like fentanyl from entering our country and making their way to Wyoming. Wyoming stands in solidarity with Governor Abbott and the state of Texas in utilizing every tool and strategy to secure the border and protect American citizens. We are all border states now." Governor Gordon was also one of 25 governors who signed a joint statement in support of Texas Governor Abbott and Texas's constitutional right to self-defense. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.